All right. So let's do this. I pulled up a question here and I sent you over the link. This kind of snowballs from the question that we answered yesterday, which was more generalized, what's going on with GDPR. Now we want to talk specifically about how to keep doing cold emailing under GDPR and some of the things to remember. And obviously, it's another loaded question that could be a very long-winded answer, but I created a couple bullet points that we can go through, and I sent you over the couple questions. I think if we hit all of these, we'll have a very valuable answer that this person can run with. So, what do you say?
Sounds good. Let's go.
All righty, perfect. So, the first thing that we want to mention is that email prospecting obviously can be B2C or B2B, but under GDPR regulations, B2C, business to customer, prospecting and emailing is strictly prohibited. It requires double opt-in. So, for the purposes of this answer, we are going to talk only about B2B prospecting and the strategies there under GDPR. And let's start by talking about gathering the data. One of the most important aspects of email marketing, whether you're in EU or otherwise. So, gathering the data, why don't you give me sort of the two options, purposeful, accurate, and some strategies and recommendations you have for gathering data, GDPR specifically.
Sure. So according to the GDPR, the data that you are gathering needs to have a purpose. It needs to be in the legitimate interest of your company and the business that you want to do. Therefore, the data that you gather needs to be predefined what you need, and you only go and get that. Accuracy of the data is one of the factors there, of course. So if you know what you need to get, you should go and get exactly that. So the data needs to be accurate. So purpose and accuracy are very, very important. Then, of course, the big conversation about should you gather that data fresh or should you go and buy a pre-built list? So the problem with a pre-built database or a list is that the purpose of that particular list may not be the purpose that you have. Yeah. So if the purpose that you have was created after that list was created, you're kind of going back in time and saying, you know, this was our purpose all along, which you could do, but it could be risky. So the best way to actually get a data for a particular purpose, which is accurate, is to actually research this fresh. Now you can do that yourself, or you can outsource the research itself. So that's the main thing you need to keep in mind when you're getting data to be used within the GDPR context in the B2B market.
Got it. So you just answered the second question that I had, which is great. Purposeful versus accurate, and that backs into ad hoc versus pre-built database. In a pre-built database, these are big brokers. Bookyourdata.com is one I've used in the past. I've used a few, but that's inherently not specific to the purpose that you have, and could easily be in violation, set you up to violate GDPR.
To
Now,
add to that, just briefly, sorry, Alex. To add to that, a lot of these big providers have actually stopped providing data on European citizens.
yes. Yep. And I've noticed that recently too. And in our analysis that we did on the cold emailing platforms, some of the bigger guys that have pre-built databases, they just removed all EU citizen data from their database and stopped gathering as soon as that law was passed, which is the smart play for them, obviously. So that leaves ad hoc data. And you mentioned it briefly, but with regards to ad hoc data gathering purposes, can you give us just one use case that is sort of a purposeful and accurate gathering practice? Maybe just something that you've done in the recent, yeah, I don't know, last couple of weeks for a customer.
Sure. Now, I can't really share any information about what our customers are doing, but I can give you a, let's say, anonymous example. Let's say you have a software that is used for sharing knowledge between different departments? And typically, let's say you're targeting consulting companies, or you're working with corporates where they need to share data internally. Let's say that's the use case that you are solving, that you're providing. The people that will actually end up buying your product, for whom it's necessary and useful, are either people who are in the innovation department or who are in management for smaller companies that actually see the benefit of it and they'll see the impact on their bottom line. Or let's say people who are focusing on making sure the company is using good tool sets or operations and so forth. So you already know who you need to target and what kind of companies, enterprises or management consulting or some other type of consulting where knowledge needs to be shared. And you go and get data based on these criteria. That is the right way to do it. And then when you target these people, you're able to formulate the right message. But we'll get to that in the second part of your question. I'm sure that's coming. This would be then one way to gather purposeful data and research it fresh.
Yeah. And we can talk about why in a second here. So being as specific as possible with the criteria. That allows you to make sure you can customize the message, but it puts you in a position to make sure that when it comes down to it, you have data that is built for a purpose. And you can't do that as well with a pre-built database. So let's talk about the question two that I have here, acting on the data. You mentioned a couple things, but why don't you talk about an interesting level of GDPR that's state-specific and locally regulated, and that's opt-in versus opt-out. Can you touch on the differences and maybe give an example of a state that's opt-in and an example of a state that's opt-out?
Yes. The first of all, the GDPR itself is a regulation that is focusing on the data. The regulation that the European Union is building for the actual email marketing or electronic direct marketing is e-privacy regulation. That will dictate how the entirety of European Union countries are going to treat B2B as well as B2C, of course, but mainly in our conversation, B2B direct marketing and cold direct marketing, right? Mm-hmm. Currently, there are two separate, groups. One is, you can call them opt-out criteria group. The other is opt-in criteria group. Now, in very, very plain language, opt-out criteria is where you're allowed to email somebody, but have to stop if they ask you to. Mm-hmm. Right? In opt-in, you can mail people where you have the permission to mail them before you mail them for the first time. So you cannot mail them to ask their permission. That's opt-in. An example in a very, very big market in Europe, an example of opt-out is UK. Mm-hmm. The entirety of United Kingdom is an opt-out, criteria regulation based on the PECR as well as the DPA in the B2B environment. And they call B2B prospects a corporate subscriber. Yeah, and we can go in depth in another question maybe on how different kind of companies fit there or not. And then Germany, another very, very big market in Europe, is an opt-in criteria.
Got it. Let me just make some notes here. Add them to our answer. And finally, let's conclude with, and feel free to go into a little bit of depth, and this is, in my opinion, the important part. We've got about five more minutes here, so let's try to go into depth with how you see GDPR as an opportunity.
Well, one of the things that the GDPR regulation is already doing is it's rooting out most of the bad practices out there. Mm-hmm. So people that were just grabbing thousands of emails from some cheap provider and just mail blasting them, they are definitely going to be fined. not sure if it will be in the amount of 10 million, but big enough that they will not do it again. Yeah. What that would do is decrease the noise in the email marketing channel, right? And the noise decrease will actually make your message heard better. Yeah, you will be able to make an impact if you do B2B outbound in the GDPR correctly. Your conversion will be better. So GDPR, in a way, and to answer your question, is a chance for the best practices, and it will punish the bad practices.
I like that. I like that. So clearing the riffraff a little bit, so making sure that your customers' inboxes are a little bit more open to receive your message. Assuming you, the person asking this, does follow our advice and comply with GDPR. Now, why don't you talk about relevancy and something that you mentioned to me earlier, and I added this, but how you make sure that you're relevant, and that backs into the customization of the messaging and the ad hoc development of the database. So talk about relevancy of the message for me.
Sure. As a salesperson, what you want to do is you want to initiate a dialogue with your prospect. You don't want to outright start selling them, but you want to create a dialogue. And they will only engage with you if they're personally, if the message that you're sending them is personally relevant to them. Not relevant to the company, but actually that person that you're targeting. So it needs to be human-like. It needs to be one-to-one, yeah? So relevance is really important there. Mm-hmm. The second very important thing is value, yeah? Not your product, but does your message provide them with any value? Are you sharing any insight with them? By reading your email, did it already help them in some way? That's very important.
I like that. So that's very important, because I can receive the most custom message, whether it was a part of a blast and using dynamic text, dynamic placeholders, I can receive the most customized message possible. But if the CTA and the product or service was just so far off of my day-to-day activity needs, I'm going to ignore it regardless. And I have received those today, actually, and I have some screenshots that I'm going to post, but that's very important. So, you know, be honest with yourself. This customer may be a great potential customer for you financially, maybe a great person to add to your balance sheet, but is your tool, is your service really something that that specific customer at that company would find valuable? And then once you have determined that, and you've built your database accordingly, make sure you are as human as possible, creating one-to-one messaging. And I believe we touched on it real briefly, but making sure that if you are in an opt-in state, or if you're emailing to an opt-in state like Germany, start with some other form of messaging, whether that's a LinkedIn message or some sort of ping on another platform to try to get the opt-in. That's very important. And we can touch on that on a later question. But this has been very good. I think very helpful. If you have anything else to add, go ahead and add it now. Otherwise, we'll talk again soon when the next one gets posted.
Sounds good, Alex. I think you covered everything.
All right, Karan. Well, have a good evening. Have a fun Saturday night, and talk again soon.
Take care. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.